This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Troll, broadcast number 27 for Friday, August 21st. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are mostly steady on Friday morning as the Canadian dollar loses some ground. The November canola contract is up 40 cents at $483.40 per ton. The January contract is up 70 cents at $491.40 per ton. The Canadian dollar is lower this morning at 75.58 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 75.79. Canola is also getting support from gains in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. However, Chicago soy oil is down slightly and weighing on values. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola are more than 326,000 tons for the week ending August 16th. Canola exports are almost 219,000 tons, and domestic usage amounts to over 180,000 tons. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports three large private sales this morning that sees 405,000 tons of corn and 400,000 tons of soybeans sold to China. There's also a sale of 368,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. Delivery for the sales will be during the 2020-21 marketing year. On the final day of the Pro Farmer Crop Tour, the corn yield for Iowa is estimated at 177.8 bushels per acre and the soybean pod count at 1146.3. The tour that went through Minnesota projects corn yields of 195.1 bushels per acre and a soybean pod count of 1084.5. The tour's final results are scheduled to be released this afternoon. China reports about 2.6 million acres of corn and sugarcane have been damaged by fall armyworms. Sovicon is increasing its estimate of Russia's wheat crop by 0.4% to 81.2 million tons for 2020. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly lower on Friday morning. The November soybean contract is down 1 cent at $9.04 per bushel. September soy oil is down about 2 tenths of a cent at 31.09 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal is unchanged at 293.80 per hundredweight. Corn futures are slightly higher on Friday morning, with the December contract up a penny at 3.40 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with the December contract down 2.5 cents at 2.61 per bushel. Wheat futures are lower on Friday morning. Chicago December is down 4 cents at 525. Kansas City December is down 3 at 449.5. And Minneapolis December is down 2.5 at 525. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, August 21st. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.